Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And today we have, I know you guys are used to our health and wellness advice.
Which is,
and yes, it does get redundant, okay? But today we are talking about so much. This interview is so good. And you guys are going to literally walk away feeling so motivated and
so
throw away all your devices like we are.
Yeah, you'll feel so empowered. We had Shervin on, okay? And he is the founder of Symbiotica, which I love Symbiotica. I've been using a few of their products for a while now, including their magnesium oil like spray. I put it on at night and it just like puts me in the best relaxation mode. But Symbiotica is an innovative wellness brand whose mission is to help you take ownership of your health through proper nutritional supplementation and education, which is awesome because we were talking about in this episode how sometimes it just feels extremely overwhelming or stressful to take in a ton of health and wellness content or self-development content. You're just like, I do not know where to begin. Like, I want to level up my health, but I don't know what to do. And especially during this age, I think we're all just kind of on this like healing journey where we just want to be the best version of ourselves. So he just gave so many practical, tangible tips. And Symbiotica has so many great products with, again, like education behind them so you can learn more about them, which is amazing.
I listened to his episode on the Skinny Confidential, which I guess was one of their best performing episodes like ever, which is very, when you listen to it, makes sense.
Yeah.
I literally finished listening to it and made Nick listen to it immediately after because it was so good. And you guys are going to love and be so interested in these products. So we have a code for you. Don't worry. I'm literally going right after this and ordering like everything else on the website. It's symbiotica.com. Use the code WHATWESAID on symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or you can create your custom bundle and you can get up to 45% off. Symbiotica is spelled CYMBIOTIKA.com. Use code WHATWESAID.
And let's get into the episode. You guys are going to love it. Well, welcome, Shervin, to the What We Said podcast. We're very excited to have you. We have lots and lots of questions. We can't wait to dive in. We're going to talk your ear off and ask you a million health and wellness questions because you're the expert.
It's an honor to be here. I'm so hyped to just dive in, go absolutely berserk. That's a word that we use.
Can't wait. So our audience is mainly between like mostly a lot of 20 in their 20s gals. Okay. So mid 20s, we're in our mid to late 20s. And I feel like there's been this shift lately within at least like our group of little friends and stuff to kind of start our like healing, health and wellness journey. I don't know if it's the age or what about it, but Yeah, I just have so many health questions, and we don't always feel qualified to give health advice. So I think it'll be really nice that we have you on.
To have an expert.
Yes.
So I listened to your Skinny Confidential episode. I think it was 2021, maybe.
Like the first one?
Yeah.
In Texas?
Yes, yeah. I think so. And you talked about like people having to find their reason why to be healthy. So what was your reason why? Like your health journey?
Well, it was, you know, pain to purpose. Like you realize, you know, you're going so hard. And I think this can actually answer what you brought up in the intro, is that sometimes we go really hard when we're like in our late teens, and then we hit our early 20s and we're just going hard again. And what I mean by hard is, you know, you're not sleeping at the right time. You're probably drinking too much. You're probably involved with things that aren't revolved around wellness so much in your life. And then boom, all of a sudden it hits you and you realize, wait a second, I want to catch up. I want to get back to like balance and find some way where I can maintain this as opposed to just going so far deep into the scene. And so for me, I was brought up in this. So at an early age, I was, you know, mentored about health from really deep wisdom teachers. And it sparked my interest at an early age. I just wanted to always be involved in that kind of genre. And I also noticed that a lot of my friends that were so far removed from anything wellness were really getting caught up in their lifestyle and just going down a dark, lonely road. And ultimately, it leads you to somewhere that you don't want to be. And that's just the obvious facts of it. And we're in Southern California, so we want to be, you know, we want to be healthy, we want to be active. And I think there's a new energy out there, for better or for worse. I think it's great that it's trendy to be healthy now. I just don't want it to get so commercialized that we lose the spirit of what wellness really means, because it's mind, body, spirit. And I like to encompass all of those. So that was one of the main drivers. And it's interesting. I just took a 900,000 biomarker biological test. And
wow.
It's the most extensive testing you can do to test your inflammatory response system, your methylation system, your telomeres. These are protein strands that are wrapping around your DNA, which, you know, basically shows you your longevity codes. And I was,
how do you do that?
I was 24 in my test. So I beat it by 16 years, and it's pretty incredible. It was confirmation. I put it on social media. It was a lot of like, you know, everyone's going crazy about it. And it's just a testament that, you know, the biology of belief is real. What our thoughts are, how we look at ourselves in the mirror, our emotional response systems are going to dictate our decision-making and what we're eventually going to be going into. And that's what epigenetics is. And epigenetics is your mindset, your environmental factors will dictate the outcome of your life. Whether you're speeding towards a cliff of disease and premature aging, or you're coasting and hitting limitless potential.
Okay, I already have a million questions.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this, like the chicken and egg, like which came first is like, what are your thoughts on mental state, I guess, affecting physical state? Or is it, you know, physical state, if you're sick, you start to get sad?
It's like the chicken and the egg, like what came first? There's old philosophy that says all disease begins in the mind. And there's something to that, in my opinion, because the choices that you're making or the decisions that you're not making, you're sacrificing your future for today, right? And I think it starts in the mind. I think the mind will give you the freedom if you make the right choices. But at some point, if the mind isn't making the right choices, then all of a sudden you're caught up, the body is falling apart and the mind is trying to play catch up. So I think we just need to find balance in our everyday lives and find purpose on like, what the hell are we doing here? Are we here to just try to skate by, or are we here to really have the best life of all time? And for me, it's like, you don't have to be robotic and so disciplined and so left brain in your analytics on how your health is going to evolve. You can have fun with it. And for me, it's like how you do anything is how you do everything. And so I find so much fun in my lifestyle. We go to the best immersions. We have the best parties. We travel the world. We're meeting incredible people. We're just not tanking it till, you know, 6 a.m. every night drinking booze, which is draining your vital force. We're finding balance in like the way we approach these things.
I really love that. Mm-hmm. I feel like with so much content and information and, you know, media these days, it's so hard sometimes to drown out the noise and like find a starting point. If you do feel like you've kind of fallen away from a healthy routine or you've never even had one, let's take someone who's in their mid-20s, for example. Let's say, you know, a mid-20 girl just being like, I really want to get my life together. I don't feel like I have that like mind, body, spirit connection. I'm unhealthy. I don't feel good. I feel bloated. I feel fatigued. Like,
it's especially hard when probably all of their friends are still, you know, staying up super late. Maybe she's still in college, maybe something. Like, I'll let you finish the question. But yeah, like, where can she start?
I talk about this a lot. You know, we are the sum of the five people we're around the most, right? But because of the advent of technology and social media and all this stuff that's going on, it's really interesting. You are really absorbing everything. So it's not just what you're eating. It's not just what you're drinking. It's the information that you're taking in. It's the life that you're choosing every day to be part of. And so if you're constantly on social media and you're just looking at, you know, stuff that's bringing you down on a negative level, or it's just adding a frequency to your life that's not allowing you to evolve. And so you got to make these decisions. You got to look in the mirror. If you're 25 years old, you're old enough at this point to make a decision that's responsible and organized. We can't get out of this, like, I call it the Maya, the illusion that, you know, you got forever, because at age 25, you should have your faculties in place in terms of who you are and why you are, what the hell you're doing here in this life. And so organize yourself, figure out where your patterns are, like what things are keeping you from getting accomplished. Are you building momentum all the time? That's another thing that I talk about with a lot of my people. I'm head of nutrition for many world number one athletes, and I talk to them about momentum all the time. You know, how you do, what are you doing every single day? It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be like going into the deepest level of health and reading 5 books a day and making it so ridiculous that you're going to fail every single time. It's just doing 1 or 2 things a day. Maybe you're listening to this podcast, right? And maybe you're going to pass that on to your friends. And instead of just forgetting about it, you guys are actually going to sit down and talk about it. And so instead of talking about, you know, all the bullshit material mechanistic stuff that's all over the internet, everyone, we're tired of that. That's like, it's like, who cares, right? Why don't we talk about things that are like incredibly good for us? That's going to make our family fucking proud. Excuse my friend. that's going to be good. We're going to feel good. We're going to look good. We're going to be good. We're going to be healthy inside and out, because that's really where it's at. And those little things, you know, maybe you do things every day that waste hours on end. Track that, because you're never going to have that time back. We can get into so many ideas and concepts of like how to get healthy, how to cleanse your body, how to lower bloating. Why do you have PCOS? Why do you have endometriosis? Why are you constantly fighting candida? All of those things are fantastic, but you have to have the will and the discipline to be able to get yourself to that position, because those things take a little bit of work, and I find satisfaction in the work. We're in this instant gratification world. Do you guys agree?
Like 1,000,000%.
Like, give me a pill, or just don't tell me how it works. Just tell me how to do it. That right there, I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to this, that will never serve you. You're going to be chasing your health your entire life. And at some point, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, maybe even sooner, you're going to be really, really sorry about it, because you have to learn how these things work. That's the placebo effect, which is actually real. Like, they know if you give someone at the hospital or they're doing a test, if you give them a placebo pill and you give them the real drug, the placebo is going to work the first couple of times because they believe it to be working. Now, imagine that placebo pill was actually real and they knew how it works. That's what we want to accomplish. We want to get people to take ownership of their lives and stop wasting their time.
Okay, I heard you talk on the episode about like escapism. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. I feel like that's kind of the same thing as the instant gratification. I feel like there's so many ways that, at least I do, I find myself like escaping during the day, whether it be TV, social media, whatever it is. How do you, like resist escapism? Like, what is it that keeps the momentum actually going?
Yeah, that's like the Buddhist question, right? Like, because the whole like Buddhism is like, how can you be the ultimate level of presence? I actually, last night, I was invited to the descendant of Buddha, Rinpoche's immersion last night. So I was here. That's why I was in LA. That's why all worked out. And his name actually means presence, right? And so how do you be present where you're not trying to just like turn everything off and just give your energy away to some bullshit that's just ripping you out of your presence. That is right there, the probably, in my opinion, and this is what I talk about all the time, is the fundamental flaw of our reality, is that we're in the epitome or the saturation of escapism. And look at your life, all the times that you just canceled yourself to go on social media to look at a bunch of nonsense, or you're putting on the television, the TV, or you're doing all these things. You're just basically, you're saying that I'm not worth it, that I'm not worthy of going deeper into myself, that I'm not worthy of getting better. And you're sacrificing a chunk of your life. And this life, let me tell you, is short. We're just a, you know, we're a drop in the ocean of time. Like Rumi says, it's really, really quick. And so all this time that we're throwing out the window because big corporations are sucking you dry emotionally, financially, energetically, spiritually, why give them that? Why give that away? Why give it to corporations that know exactly how they're going to prey on you? And that's what the system is built on right now. It's all about escapism. Everything that you see on TV, all the news, all the sports, most of that stuff is just like, what the hell is this? Like, well, how is this helping my life? How am I getting better friends? How am I being a pillar in my community? How am I making time to grow food, connect with my parents, connect with my loved ones, you know, have a good relationship with my partner, whatever it is. And, you know, I think ultimately something's going to have to give pretty soon, because you know, you guys know the new generation more than I do. I'm head of nutrition for a good friend of mine, Nyjah Houston. He's a skateboarder. And
I love him.
I'm around a lot of their world, you know, and it's interesting. I'm seeing, you know, how a lot of the people operate in that genre and that age group. And, you know, and I tell Nyjah all the time, I'm like, dude, and he's like, yeah, I know. It's, you know, it's frightening. It's so taking you out of like who you are, and it's plugging you into the masses of social engineering at its finest. And we've never seen anything like this. Cause when I was in high school, I grew up in La Jolla down in San Diego. I was a surfer, played sports. I was involved in so many things. I was a crazy kid. I was having fun, you know, but we were present with our clique. We were present with our crew. We weren't stuck on this like social media shit that's just gone bonkers. I think there's beauty in social media. I think that we are connecting with people and we're learning things, but I would say majority of it is sucking our energy and our life force out the window, and we're not being able to activate our willpower, if you will.
Yeah. I like how you said it's the sacrifice. That is what it feels like when you like sacrifice your time, energy, like scrolling. It feels like,
isn't it draining?
Sacrificing your soul.
It's so draining. Yeah. It's so energetically draining.
Yeah. What's happening is it's acting as a drug. You know, it's similar like cocaine, for example. Cocaine is hitting you with dopamine, right? Well, the same thing's happening when you're on social media. It's dopamine, right? And dopamine is the pleasure neurotransmitter. So you're just getting hit with these dopamine senses, but that's not how our system works. We're not supposed to be getting hit with dopamine like that. We're supposed to be getting all the neurotransmitters, serotonin, anandamide, bliss molecule, love molecule, all of these things. But because we're just getting hit with the dopamine, it's pulling our chances of finding happiness out the window. And it's creating a lot of depression. And I don't mean just like energetically, like you feel insecure because this chick's hotter or that guy, that they have this or they have these cars or they're doing these parties or they're traveling and you're not part of that. So all this fear of missing out. I'm talking about on the biochemistry level, you're actually causing deficits in your ability to create homeostasis in your life. It's so fascinating.
Oh my gosh.
Just think about it. Register that. So you don't need to throw your phone away, but throw away.
Me with my Apple Watch, iPad, and phone in my bag.
Get rid of your Apple Watch for sure.
No, I just bought it.
That's the worst ever.
Wait, it's like, really? I was going to ask you about it.
How many things do we need like beeping? And it's
I
just
know.
Like, come on.
I was thinking about that. I literally just got it. And then I was thinking, it was like giving me, you know, those rings?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the ultimate dopamine thing.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's not good for you. It's not good for your endocrine system, especially because you are the feminine. And we don't want to disrupt that. You know, your body, your entire system is on a very delicate cycle. That's why, you know, a lot of women are just, their health are just wrecked right now.
You mentioned that, and that just reminded me, like, women's health, like, you named all of these things that literally, I know somebody who like struggles with all of those, like the PCOS, you know, candida, whatever it is. What do you feel like especially with women, is the main, is it like hormonal, like our hormones are just off, or like what is something,
what's
I guess
the cause,
yeah, like what's the cause and what's the solution?
I mean, it's everything we're talking about. At the root cause of all of these ailments are decision making. Okay, like everyone listening, let's absorb that psychology. You don't just wake up with hormone imbalances. You know, these are things that are happening because you're stressed out, your depression, your neurochemistry is off, you're making bad decisions, you're not sleeping properly, you're eating like shit because that's another form of escapism, right? You know, people are just like, they're just eating unconsciously. I mean, think like on a drastic level, when you're eating food, you have to be so present with the food you're eating. Like when we're on the island or we're in Peru or we're in Iceland, the food that we eat, we pray to it. And we're sitting around and that's what we're doing in that moment. We're not somewhere else. Everyone's just shoveling shit down their mouth. They have no idea where it's coming from. All of these actions, drinking weird water, drinking coffee 5 times a day, you know, adding all this sugar into their body, this is causing a massive destruction to the immune system of the feminine and the masculine. And right there, you start having breakdowns. I mean, you know, PCOS, what is that? It's not a disease. It's a collection of symptoms. And those symptoms are, you know, sparked because of, you know, insulin resistance, for example. So maybe they're eating way too much sugar. So the body is not being able to create balance in the blood glucose. Also, you're having inflammation like through the roof because of that. Those are big, big contributors. And we have to get down to the minutiae of our lifestyle. Like what rituals do we have in place every single day? I think it's important that we get rituals in terms of how we're sleeping, how we're rising every day, you know, what water we're drinking. We have to have at least the main ones figured out. And then all the other stuff can come on top. I don't think it needs to be robotic, but there has to be a system in place. You can't just go about your life with like a chicken with its head cut off and have no idea what's coming. You have to know, like you need to know why I'm taking these supplements. You know why I'm eating grass-fed meat as opposed to meat that you just have no idea where it's coming from. You got to know why you should be eating raw egg yolks, you know, 2-3 times a week to get in those nutrients. These are things that it's important. And if you really want to take your health seriously, you got to upgrade your knowledge seriously.
Can we talk about supplements? Because I have some Symbiotica stuff, by the way, and I love, love, love it. I was on your site just kind of like reading about your guys' story and everything, and how I just kind of want you to speak to the fact that like not all supplements are created equal. Like I was actually talking to my brother-in-law about this. I'm going to send him this episode because he was like, oh, it doesn't matter what supplements you get. Like they're all kind of the same. And I was like, I do not think so. And now I have an expert on to prove my point. So why do brands like put in fillers and toxins? Is it just cheaper for them, or what's the reason here?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's intention first. So like who's running the ship in that company? Like what is their purpose? What are they trying to achieve? The majority of the supplement companies out there, and I'm not just, I respect the ones that are doing it right, and I have so much respect for them, but the majority of them have no idea what they're doing, and they're ran by groups that have investors, and it's all about bottom line and margins. And that right there is a problem. We know the pharmaceutical industry is hectic. Like we know everything about when you're just treating symptoms, there's a problem there. The pharmaceutical industry is symptomology 101. It's not root cause. They're not trying to heal anything. It's just like, how do I turn the body off from talking to me? Which right. is a very dangerous sign. And we could talk about that later. But in the supplement industry, you have the Wild West. You have so many people that are just racing to the bottom to get you, you know, shitty products that not only do nothing except waste your money, but also could cause stress on your liver, on your kidneys, organs that are made to help us detoxify. And it's just a nightmare. So I identified a lot of those issues over the last 15 years. I really did a introspective analysis on some of the top companies out there. And I found a lot of holes. And so with us, you know, everything is transparent. Every single raw material, we know where it's coming from. We're only working with the freshest ingredients. And our supplements are not things that can sit around on a shelf for 2-3 years. We develop live liposomes. What's in this packet right here are live liposomes. That's something that needs to be used, you know, almost immediately. And that's because the raw materials in there are not, you know, synthetics. They're not stuck with weird preservatives. We don't play that game. We do everything the right way. And also, we're not doing isolated compounds. You're not just like getting one raw material. You're getting a plethora of ingredients that potentiate each other. So our products are almost, it's fair to say, they're food-based products. And that's how the body receives them, as food. Do you know the guy, you guys know the quote, you are what you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, more importantly, you are what you can absorb. Okay, because you can eat tons of stuff, but if you're not absorbing it, what the heck are you doing? And so we sought out to work with the best scientists, the best formulators, the best farmers to create the most highly organic, absorbable, nutrient-dense products of all time. And it's really hit like a wave. I mean, some of the top people in the world, movers, shakers, they know what's up. Everybody's on it. Everywhere I go now, I just walked down the street. I was in Venice the other day. It was like 10 different people came up to me and go, oh my God, you've changed our family's lives. Thank you so much. And that right there, to get recognized for doing things the right way, is what it's all about. Like, not getting recognized for being some celebrity or some bullshit like that, but like real people are feeling your intention in your heart. And that's what pushes me every single day to get better and better. And I have the most phenomenal team around me. Like, everybody's all in, and everybody's just like, we're down for this cause, and we're going for it. So it's pretty amazing to have the partners and friends that I have.
Yeah, I love that. I took the, what's the brain fog one?
You took our magnesium L-threonate, the brain magnesium product?
Yes, like the one you pump in there. I took that. I had the vitamin.
Oh, you took that's the golden mine.
Oh, yeah, the golden one. Yeah,
that's so good.
Yes, I did that today. And I did the, I think, like a vitamin C pouch.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I put that in my smoothie. Is that bad?
No, that's fine.
I feel great. Yeah, I was like driving here. I was stoked. I'm like, wow, this is much better than my daily coffee. But
your body's stoked right now.
Yes,
that's 100%. That's what we always say.
Well, can we talk about food a little bit? And like, actually, maybe we should keep on the supplement thing for a sec. What are like your top three products, Symbiotica products, that you would recommend for, again, someone kind of just starting out? They're like, okay, they're inspired by this episode. They're like, I really want to try something out.
So I would say, based like just meditating into your audience, we have a full complex plant-based protein powder.
Oh, I have that too. And I really like it. I just got it.
Okay. It's so good. It took us 2-3 years to make that, so you understand. I was making that product for Novak Djokovic, the number one tennis player in the world.
I love him too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was making it directly for him. And then we're like, you know what? It's time to bring this to Symbiotica. And it took so long to do it because there's so many raw materials in that. And we only work with the highest rated organic sourcing. And there's like, I don't know how many ingredients are in there, 40 ingredients. We have medicinal mushrooms. We have prebiotics. We have probiotics. We have so many different things in there. And that product just turned out to be so phenomenal. I take it twice a day. And I think it's a very universal product. So if you're looking for, you know, almost something that's so nutrient dense and delicious, and you can mix it with anything from water to, you know, organic oat milk or whatever the hell, whatever you're using, that's one for sure. Yeah. Have you guys tried the Shilajit?
No.
Mm-mm.
That's our mineral pitch resin. It's the cornerstone of Ayurveda. Have you not seen that in the site? It's like, it looks like black tar.
Uh-uh.
You mix it with a tea.
Oh.
It's like drinking the earth. You know, okay. It's got all the trace minerals in there in the most bioavailable form. It's phenomenal. And it's a game changer. They call it the conqueror of weakness. That's what translates in Ayurveda. And we have the highest, you know, source Shilajit on earth. And that's a game changer. I mean, all of our products, from our methyl B12 to our D3K2. I mean, it's like everything that everyone needs is available for them.
What do you suggest for people if they want to like kick caffeine? And mm-hmm. and replace it with like supplementing to get them, because everyone's so tired. And I feel like at least for me, I get like overwhelmed. Like I have to have something, otherwise I'm not going to be able to go all day long. So what would be like the replacement for that?
So right now, so your adrenals, if you've been drinking a lot of caffeine, you've been having coffee for, let's say, more than a year. Most people have been drinking it their whole life, pretty much their whole adult life, at least. That means your adrenals are a little bit fatigued, right? And that's why your body's like, okay, I need
it now. The tolerance, yeah.
That's right. And so I would recommend our adrenal tonic. So we have a biodynamic.
I just got that.
Did you just get that?
Yeah.
That will help your adrenals. And then also our brain magnesium. Mm-hmm. So magnesium is the most important trace mineral in terms of human health. It's involved with so many biological processes in the body. It's how our cells communicate. So you can imagine what it does on the deep cellular level. So we have a trademark patent on a brain magnesium that's called magnesium L-threonate. And that's in liposomal form. It tastes like vanilla pudding. And it's the fastest acting brain activating magnesium. It crosses the blood-brain barrier at ease. And that right there, I would say that's our top seller. Because just once you're on it, you're like, oh, this is it. It's not a stimulant, but it's getting magnesium in the brain, which is basically creating, you know, your processes are moving a lot faster. I take it twice a day.
So I love that. I just had a baby like 7 months ago.
Whoa,
so,
congratulations.
Thank you.
We have a mama here.
Yes.
So epic.
I was going to ask, because I think on the Skinny Confidential, you're talking like they were talking about Zaza and she's two, but my baby's 7 months old. He just turned 7 months old and he just started like solid foods. And I'm like, wait, can I give him? Now I'm like worried he's going to be like deficient in things. Can I give him any of that stuff?
Are you still breastfeeding?
Yeah.
You are.
Also, okay. I was going to say, is it bad that I'm taking some of this stuff when I'm breastfeeding? Okay.
No, it's great, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's where he's going to get the nutrition at 7 months. You know, it's like, you know, it's
so it's
all,
more so when I stop breastfeeding.
Yeah, yeah. So that's awesome that you're still breastfeeding and he's getting everything that you are, which is so, you know, so key. Yeah, most of our products are child friendly. And you just basically reduce the doses dependent on the age of your child. There's a couple of products that we don't recommend, but our D3K2, our Omega formula, our B12 formula, you know, there's dose dependent on the age of your child, which would work really well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I liked how you were talking about like behavioral with like kids too, because I feel like a lot of the times nowadays, like when kids do have behavioral issues, it's now making more sense that it's like they have access to screen time and all of these things, which some of them it's like, okay, they're going to see it no matter what, but also their diet. And I feel like it just is worse and worse. Even then, I don't know if it's worse when we were babies and we were eating like, who knows what our parents were giving us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also is there any of your supplements that are, obviously women can take all of them, but that are, you know, like we were talking about with hormones and like gut health, things to help with that. Like what would be one of the best hormone or one of the best supplements for them?
The Omega formula, okay. Right? So in order to produce, you know, progesterone and estrogen and all that stuff, you're going to need a really good complex omega-3 formula. We have the purest in the world. We just happen to have that, right? That was actually our first formula on Symbiotica. It's coming from, you know, indoor grown algae and it's cracked using warm water. And you have this like pure DHA, which is brain food for a mother and child. DHA is considered to be the most important nutrient for mothers and for babies. Half your brain is made of it, right?
Wow.
And so instead of getting it from fish oil, we can get it directly from the source. And that's, you know, fish are eating little creatures that feed on algae. That's why they get it from the fish. Mm. Why not go to the primary source directly to the algae? So I highly recommend that. Also, that product has astaxanthin in it. Are you familiar with astaxanthin?
No. Mm-mm.
It's the strongest pigment in the world. It's one of the strongest antioxidants as well. This is what makes flamingos pink, lobsters red, that color. That's coming from a specific algae strain. So ours comes from Iceland and it's grown on geothermal water. There's videos of me there at our extraction facility. It's so epic. And it's the most beautifying nutrient in the world. So the more you eat it, it shows up on your face as a pigment. And it's like, it gives you just that glow. And it actually helps with UVA and UVB rays, especially for summertime. So that product right there is phenomenal. The D3K2 CoQ10 product, you need D3 in your body and you need K2 in your body. We have a very, very, you know, I don't want to get too granular. I kept hearing that word on the Skinny Confidential. Michael kept saying, let's get granular. I love that guy. And so the K2 and the D3 is critical for child development and for bones and teeth and all that stuff. And then also probiotics. So we have a very complex pre and probiotic formula. I would challenge it to any product out in the market. And we, you know, take that at night right before bed. It's a really good time to take probiotics. There's so much. Also the molecular hydrogen. Okay, I can't believe I forgot that. Have you guys seen the molecular hydrogen?
I think I saw it on your site.
Okay, it's like an effervescent tablet that you throw in water and it just kind of like foams out.
Oh.
So this is like a discovery. So anyone listening to this, if you just want to really just take something that's going to just zap you up and something that you should probably take for the rest of your life, it's molecular hydrogen. So hydrogen is the first element on the periodic table. It's also the smallest element. It's 400 times smaller than most antioxidants. That means it can get anywhere in the body. And hydrogen neutralizes the most destructive free radical in the body called hydroxyl. And hydroxyl basically destroys your DNA at the subcellular level. And this is what causes oxidative stress, aging, depression, all of these things. So we're able to work with a team that can make a concentrate of 12 parts per million. And there's thousands of PubMed studies on this. And we have something that's 4 or 5 times stronger than even on the PubMed studies. And this is like, if you want to like get heady and get a little bit scientific, go to the Symbiotica site. And there's a video of me really breaking down what this is. And then another product is our glutathione product. Are you guys familiar with glutathione?
I feel like I've seen that word a ton. But
it's like a beauty product now because it just glows you up and cleanses you. Glutathione basically eats all the mold in the body, eats up the candida. It's your master antioxidant. It's made in the liver. We have a glutathione product that has a couple other cool things in there. And these things taste good. They're like in these little sachets. This right here that I'm holding, this is a activated charcoal. I had a couple glasses of wine last night. And so I took this right after I was done. And this acts like another filtration in your body. So these are all beautifying things. These are all cleansing things. So, you know, if you're having fun, you're doing crazy shit, you take that with you. We took this to, you know, we're going to take this to Burning Man. We did this at Coachella. These are things that you want in your toolkit.
For sure. You kept saying, this is just out of curiosity. You kept saying immersion. What is that?
Immersion's like when you're doing a party, but like, it's not like everyone's just all over the place going crazy, blabbing. Everyone's like kind of involved.
Mm.
And it's like a, you know, there's a purpose behind this. It's not just to like put people in an empty box and have everybody just yap away.
Okay, yeah, cool. I love that.
Okay, so obviously people can go on your site and essentially buy everything that you just talked about to help them with their health. But, and these all might be excuses, but, you know, say we have people listening who are like, well, I don't really have like the budget or access to like, even in Southern California, I feel like we just have so much access to like fresh farmers markets and you know, health and wellness products. What about for people who don't live somewhere like that? They're like, I just have Ralph's, like, you know, what can they do to like still eat healthy and stuff?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're not supposed to be taking supplements. The reason why we have supplements today is because our food is shot. You know, and that's really what it is. We're supposed to be getting our nutrition from our balanced diet, but the soil has been dilapidated. There's no nutrients in our food anymore. Even because it's organic doesn't mean that it's nutrient dense. It just means it doesn't have glyphosate in it or
pesticides all over it.
Herbicides, fungicides, larvicides, all the crap that they have out there. It doesn't actually mean that it's nutrient dense. So we have to supplement. If you can't supplement, then my advice is, you got to do the things that are really, really, really critical to keep your immune system up. So number one, don't put the toxins in the body. First and foremost, everyone's always like, Shervin, what is the best way to cleanse? Well, I mean, first and foremost, what are you putting in your body?
That makes you have to cleanse.
Exactly. So like start there. So what water are you drinking? Are you bathing in tap water, right? That's another thing. Like get a shower filter. That's important. Everyone should get a shower filter. I don't care what it takes. Are you getting sun exposure during the day? Like if you're not waking up on the rise and getting naked in front of the sun, you're missing out on something so important for your health. And so if you're on my Instagram, you see that I'm naked on my lamp.
We had a whole sunning conversation.
Are you doing the sunning on the butthole?
That's right.
I'm doing balls
and butthole, of course.
Okay, but how do we do that if we live in an apartment with neighbors?
We'll find a window. I mean,
okay. Through the window is fine.
Yeah,
okay,
if there's a will, there's a way.
Okay.
Okay.
What are the benefits to that?
Well, the sun turns on our immune system. It turns on our neurochemistry. It turns on our detox pathways. And it actually starts the production of melatonin, which is a neurotransmitter that helps us go to sleep. So if you're not getting sun exposure on the rise, like, because think about it. We're not designed to be in these buildings, right? We're not designed to be around all this artificial light. We're not designed to be in a controlled temperature atmosphere. We're supposed to be out in the middle of the forest, going absolutely berserk, hunting our food, climbing trees, building our shit, hunting spring water, making love on the, you know, on the sand, on the beach, just living. That is what Mother Nature intended us. But because we've been extracted of all of those things and we're stuck in a material world, we got to go back to some of the basics to get some of that nutrition back. And that nutrition is putting your feet in the earth, right? The earth has something called the Schumann resonance. This is an electrical impulse. It's like a breath. the studies are clear. If you're, you know, if you have runaway inflammation in your body, you have massive oxidative stress, put your feet in the earth, within 30 minutes, all of those things will shut down. That's how powerful. We're electrical beings before we're chemical. Like, your entire body is running through an electrical system. That's how your heart beats. That's how everything moves. And we've kind of forgot that. Now we're bathing in artificial light, blue light. We got Wi-Fi radiation everywhere. Our whole shit's fragmented to the core. So if you can't get supplements, make sure you're getting clean water. Make sure you're getting naked in front of the sun as much as you can on the rise. I'm not telling you to lay out there for 15 hours. I'm telling you to just get at least 20, 30 minutes movement. You know, being stagnated is the center point of disease. I don't care what supplements you're taking or what foods you're eating, but if you're not moving your body, you're causing stagnation in your body. So figure out how you're moving the body, you know, whether that's, you know, you're surfing every day, whether you're in the gym, whether you're hiking all the time, whether you have a yoga practice, whatever it is, you just got to keep moving. Your breath, make sure you're breathing. I'm talking really fast right now, so I'm not properly breathing, but we shouldn't be doing 40, 50 mouth breaths a minute. We should be at like 10 breaths a minute, maybe even less than that. We got to calm our central nervous system down so our body can calibrate and we can make the right decisions. Food, find a local grower, find someone. You know, you don't need to be eating that much exotic food, you know, just I eat like a qualitarian. So I'm not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. I'm not a carnivore. I'm a qualitarian, meaning like I will eat what is of quality. And I have my main basics in terms of the foods that I'm eating. I'm making sure I'm getting grass-fed butter. I'm eating ghee. I'm getting good eggs. I'm eating raw egg yolks. I'm eating fermented food. You know, fermented food once a day is really important. All of those things will, in the long run and the short run, create dividends in your life and create balance. Also, I do a lot of bee products. You know, I love bee pollen. I love royal jelly. Royal jelly is a powerful, powerful enzyme that's made by the queen bee. I do honey, you know, and I'm also timing my foods right. So I don't just sit around and eat all day long. You know, I eat dependent on my training and my lifestyle. And so target your food properly. Don't just eat unconsciously just because you have an urge. And I'll tell you this, most people are not actually hungry, they're thirsty. But instead of drinking fluids that are hydrating, they're eating foods that are toxic. That is a problem. I think one of the main issues today, especially in young people, is that they've forgotten the importance of drinking water and drinking clean water. And they're drinking all this other shit. You know, they're drinking coffee, they're drinking tea, they're drinking alcohol, all this kind of stuff. Those are all diuretics. Diuretic means pushing hydrogen out of the body, and it takes on all the minerals with you. We actually just came out with a hydration formula that is really good, not to be confused with the hydrogen. And that's something to look at as well. That's like all your key electrolytes, all your key amino acids.
Like everything. Something you mix in water?
Yeah, it's so good. We have an organic lychee, we have an organic watermelon, and an organic citrus. It comes in three flavors or tearaways. And it's just phenomenal. So hydrate. Get your body moving, have a good time, laugh, be around epic people. Make sure you're sleeping properly. So
I want to really go into sleep if we can.
You can't be staring at like your TV till like midnight and expect to like feel good. Right?
That is my toxic trait. I'll be on TikTok literally in my bed, like it's this close to my face. And then I'm like, why didn't I sleep well? Like, why can't I fall asleep?
Because your brain does not think it's time to go to sleep. You've tricked it. Like when the sun leaves, so like my house, I told you, I'm in top of the world. I'm in Laguna Beach, right? When the sun makes its declination, it's moving, you know, it's summertime. So it's kind of moving northwest. As it leaves my house, I'm getting tired. Why? Because in my house, I have no artificial light. There's no LEDs in my house. It's just, I have a few incandescent bulbs. I have salt lamps and I have fire, right? This is a game changer for people, for growth hormone, for energy, for power, for, you know, your sex hormones, testosterone, all those things. Most of the guys today in their mid-20s have the lowest testosterone ever. This is like pandemic levels. You know, this is the real pandemic, is that we're losing our identity of polarity right now. It's so insane. And so what could be one of the main contributing factors? Demineralization, dehydration, and lack of sleep. And so if you're like addicted to your TV and addicted to your electronics, at least invest in like a, you know, blue blockers or something. So you're cutting off that nanometer of blue light, which is tricking your brain thinking that it's still daytime. There's a reason why the sky's blue during the day.
Right.
Right? Like that's what wakes you up, right? And that's what turns you on. And so we don't want that at 4, 5, 6 p.m. You don't want caffeine at 2, 3, 4 p.m. That's destroying your...
We're like, I'm like... Yeah.
No. You guys are good. It's so funny that you have matcha here. I just got to tell you. So I make matcha lattes almost like...
Okay, good. I thought you were going to ruin matcha for me.
No. You just got to know where you're getting it from. I don't know about these places. So
I'm sure it's not great. Let's be real.
Let's be real. It's a little sweet.
Let's be real. It tastes real good.
I think we need to find balance in our lives. So yeah, I don't want to come off like I'm so extreme yet. I guess it's all relative, right? Yeah. Right.
I feel like even when I listen to your Skinny Confidential episode, sometimes when I listen to certain, I'll have to like block out self-improvement stuff sometimes because I'm like, okay, I'm feeling like so overwhelmed. But when I listened to the one that you had with the Skinny Confidential, I literally, as soon as me and my husband got in the car, I'm like, we're listening to this again because it made me feel like, you know, it's doable. Like just little things. It's not like, okay, now I actually have to throw away my TV. I'm not going to do that. But I do love the Kardashians.
I appreciate it's the Kardashians. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
Because I'm speaking just from like awareness and knowledge and love.
Yeah. I think you're creating momentum. And I feel like that's what we always try and do, like a balance of, you know, creating momentum, not being so, you know, you have to change your entire life in one day because then you'll never change.
And I think the way you live your life is you've been building these routines and habits for years, right? So, and granted, you said you grew up in kind of a more health conscious environment, which is awesome. But how old are you?
I'm 41.
So you're 41 and you have all of these, you know, awesome routines and stuff. And it's like, it probably takes time to get to, and maturity to get to a point where you're being so disciplined and it's your lifestyle. So it's not super hard to upkeep anymore, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the nail. You know, we're beings that just, you know, we need to have practice and we need to go through it. And in order to like see the light, you got to be in the darkness. You have to, you know, and so we all have our shadows. And I think that the shadow is where the jewels are. Like that's where you can really come through and figuring out the medicine of your life. So yeah, this is everything that I'm saying right now, or we're talking about is a practice, right? The Buddha says, you know, chop wood, carry water, then you become enlightened. And then what do you do right after you become enlightened? You chop wood and you carry water. This never ends. This is an everyday thing. And don't think about this like final destination. No, it's just like, it's just creating momentum and having a good time with it and seeing the benefits. When someone comes to me and goes, Shervin, I did XYZ, like I'm cold plunging now. I got an infrared sauna. I do inversions every day. I'm working on my Qigong meditation. These are things that I teach and things that I do. I'm drinking spring water now. I'm on, you know, XYZ Symbiotica products and I'm fucking feeling so good. I just got over this hurdle. I cracked this code in my mind. I left a terrible relationship, whatever it is, right? That's them doing it on themselves. And they're patting themselves on the back and they're fucking stoked. And that's momentum in anything that you do. That's what it's all about.
I love that. And this is going back to what we were saying 2 seconds ago, but I noticed with my baby, even when we were talking about being outside and, you know, away from all of this artificial stuff, I've noticed that whenever he's fussy or anything like that, if we take him outside on a walk, he's instantly better. So we try and spend a lot of our day like outside, you know, doing different activities. And everyone's always like, he's such a happy baby. And I'm like, I swear it's because we're outside all the time. Like we're getting him outside and he knows what time it is when he goes to bed. And if we try and put him to bed too early, if the sun is still out, he knows because we don't have blackout curtains, unfortunately.
Babies are our Buddhas, right? Mm-hmm. They are the genius because the ego hasn't come in yet. So they're just like, their eyes are God looking at you and they know.
Aw, 100%. Yeah. Well, can we end with, are you a reader? Do you like to read?
Very much. I have one of the most robust libraries of all time.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I assumed. Do you read like before bed?
I read anytime. So I don't have, but I do read before bed. Absolutely. That's probably one of the best ways to actually drift into a sleep state or a delta sleep state is by reading.
Yeah. I totally
probably
agree.
Not reading on my iPad though.
No. You want to get off the electronics. Just try it.
Yeah.
Just everything we're talking about, just try it out. See what happens. Mm-hmm.
No, I find that I sleep a lot better when I read before bed, but I love reading. And I was curious if you had any book recommendations that you think would resonate with our audience or that you just feel like have changed your life?
That is a great question. I would go into like Rudolf Steiner in terms of the books that he read, but they're extremely complicated and it took me years to just get to. So let me think. Okay, The Way of the Superior Man. That is a phenomenal book for both men and women to read. It's very empowering. It's empowering for men and it's empowering for women to understand the masculine, because it's, you know, your reflection into the masculine as a woman is actually your reflection of yourself, right? We're yin yang, right? Also, the DNA field and laws of resonance. I've probably got at least 30 to 40,000 people to read that book. That guy, what's his name? I forgot the author's name. Pierce something. He owes me for this.
Like, well, where's my paycheck?
Yeah.
Run me my check.
The codes that you receive in that book are so simple and so clear. It's beyond the law of attraction. It's like, it's just showing you like your frequency is really what you're going to attract in your life. And I mean, and they show it on a scientific level. It's really powerful. So it's the laws of resonance and the DNA field.
Okay. I will be reading those ASAP.
And throwing away all my electronics. You guys, thank you so much.
You guys, you need to come to it's a woman's Symbiotica party in La Jolla.
Oh, and La Jolla is one of my favorite places on earth.
It's the jewel, right? La Jolla. And so it's in mid-September. And I think we're going to have all the epic ladies, the podcasters there. I think Melissa Woods come in. We have all these cool art. Entire tribe. I'm not going to be there because it's a woman's thing, but you guys should go to that. I'll send you the info for that.
We would love that.
And then if you're ever in San Diego, you want to come check out the Symbiotica campus. We have an actual campus now.
Oh, wow.
It's incredible. Yeah, we've grown. I mean, we're a big company now and doing it the right way. And so that's in the like Del Mar area. If you guys ever are down in Laguna, let me know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Will you just tell everyone to end off like where to find all the products and where to find you on Instagram and stuff like that?
Yeah, so Instagram, it's my name, Chervin333. That's my name spelled with a C, C-H-E-R-V-I-N. And just so you have some context of what that name is, my parents are Persian. I was born here, so I'm you know, born in this country as an American with like from an ancient bloodline, which is really trippy. My name, Cher is lion in Farsi, and Veen is the king of. So just some context to what the name means.
Cool.
I didn't name myself that, but I think my karma did.
That is a cool name.
And so it's Chervin333, and I'm a big numerology guy, not like angel numbers stuff, but like real sound numerology, which I think is the coding of life. There's so much to unravel on that subject. And my Instagram is not all about health. It's about just like waking the fake up. That's the name of my podcast. I have a podcast. We just ended season one. It crushed. And Symbiotica.com. You know, it's a knowledge center. And just one last thing, Symbiotica, we're not a supplement company. We're a movement. We're knowledge-based. Don't buy anything on Symbiotica if you have no idea what it is. It's all information. You need to receive it before you do anything.
Love that. Thank you so much for coming on. That was amazing.
Ladies, it was my honor. Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Again, if you guys want to get any Symbiotica products, make sure to use our code so you can get a little deal. It's the code WHATWESAID on Symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or you can create your custom bundle and you can get up to 45% off. We'll also have that linked in the description so it's convenient for you guys. But make sure to also follow us on Instagram. It's at WHATWESAIDPODCAST. And if you're feeling extra generous, go ahead and leave us a rating or review on the Apple Podcast app or Spotify. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.